It's hot off the wire with Al Freeda.
Reporting live from the block, man.
Russ, Rick Ross says he is not running scared from some gang member who threatened him via YouTube, saying they would kill him if he showed up for any more of his concerts. The Chicago Police Department is still looking into that YouTube message. Meanwhile, Rick Ross is moving his record company to the ATL, and he's talking about his beef with Jeezy, saying he did try to choke him at the BET Hip Hop Awards, and he says it's nothing personal, but he might try to choke him again if he sees him.
Well, he ran out of breath after he got one hand around his neck.
You notice what happened.
When he tried to put the other hand around his neck, he was like,
right.
Hold on, let's take a break.
Yep, exactly. Meanwhile, Young Jeezy just signed on as senior vice president of A&R at Atlantic Records.
I bet.
Sources say Cat Williams is not on drugs, but he was diagnosed with bipolar and schizophrenia back in 08. Now, I need some real time with this because you can't just never tell where the pictures were taken or when they were taken, Russ. Now, Media Takeout has a picture of Chris Brown and Carucci shopping, supposedly just one day after Rihanna posted that picture of herself in Breezy's hotel room on her knees.
Man.
So this girl took a private vet. Rihanna took a private jet.
Where is a private vet? Where is that?
At the same place as Discover.
Gotcha. The vet Discover.
Listen, she took a private jet to go see this man. Took a supposedly, yes, took a picture of herself on her knees in front of him, supposedly. And then the day after, 24 hours after, he's back with Carucci shopping with her. I just don't know. Chris Brown is a pimp. I guess it's all good between Ice-T and Coco because they were all smiles for the camera the other day after those pictures surfaced of her getting very cozy with another man.
Oops.
I don't believe this rumor either, Russ.
Right.
Kelly Rowland and The Dream.
Yuck.
No.
Exactly.
No.
I don't believe it, but there are pictures of them hanging out, so you know what that means. That means they must be dating.
Necking,
but yeah, but
it was a one-sided affair, though.
okay, so
Christina Milian was looking good last night. What was that on the Voice?
X Factor or the Voice?
Yeah. One of them.
Yeah,
I was watching.
Yeah, she's really pretty. Okay, I heard that Kenya Moore from the Housewives of Atlanta. I had already heard that she asked Walter to pretend to be her boyfriend on the show. Now he's confirmed it, and he says Bravo offered to pay him $500,000 to marry her on the show. That's why he's always looking crazy when she's like talking about marriage. He's like, what? But now her people are firing back, with one of her friends reportedly saying that Walter is gay.
Oh, wow.
Just because he's from the ATL.
ATL. Gay town.
They were supposedly seeing each other for like 3 months and nothing ever happened between them. That doesn't mean anything. That just means, you know.
He's in a trap.
Right. Last hour, I talked about AskMen.com's list of the most desirable women, and I was loud and wrong. And thank you to Frequency, Mike, Mickey, and Unique Journey. They busted me on Twitter. Jennifer Lawrence from The Hunger Games is the world's most desirable woman. Top five are Mila Kunis, model Kate Upton, Rihanna, and actress Emma Stone. But I had Emma Stone mixed up with Emma Watson. That's the little girl from Harry Potter.
Right.
Emma Stone is from Spider-Man.
Gotcha.
So there you go.
Oh, good.
I'm out. Freeze that side off. Just clear it up. You know what I mean? I'm out. Freeze that side off the wire. For more stuff, go to therestpartmorningshow.com. My name is Al Freitas. Stop calling me Freddie.
All right, Freddie. Thank you.
I don't like the pet names.
All right. You don't like the pet names?
No. Roar. Don't do it again.
All right.
Yeah.